Good morning, everyone. Today is the 29th of January. It's Sunday morning. And you've joined us for our weekly house church service. Glad that you're able to view this. And if those that are with us, we're glad to have you with us. We've each picked out a hymn and a psalm. And so I'm going to move the camera over so they can see them, Mark and Rosette. Live streaming on Facebook, but this is not only limited to Facebook, it goes on about 17 other social media platforms, including Sermon Audio, YouTube, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Loud Hub, Parler, Truth Social, MeWe, BitChute, iConnect FX, just to name a few. And it goes to about 82 countries around the world. The first song we're going to sing is 190, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord. And we're going to be talking this morning, if I were going to name my message, a title, I would call it The Corrupt Kingdoms of This Earth. The Corrupt Kingdoms of This Earth. There's a lot of them. A lot of them. I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode, the church, our blessed Redeemer, safe with his own precious blood. I love thy church, O God, her walls before thee stand, dear as the apple of thine eye, and graven on thy hand. For her my tears shall fall, for her my prayers ascend. To her my cares and toils be given, till toil and care shall end. Beyond my highest joy, I prize her heavenly ways, her sweet communion, solemn vows, her hymns of love and praise. For Jesus, thou friend divine, our Savior and our King, thy hand from every snare and foe shall great deliverance bring. Sure as thy truth shall last, to Zion shall be given the brightest glories earth can yield, and brighter bliss of heaven. Okay, the next one we're going to sing out of the old school hymnal is page 430. Oh, that will be.
4:31.
Well?
4:31.
4:31, okay. 4:31. When all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will be eternal glory for me.
Oh, I will.
Glory for me, glory for me,
glory for me.
When by His grace I shall look on His face, that will be glory for me. When by the gift of His infinite grace, I am accorded in heaven a place, just to be there and to look on His face, will be eternal glory for me. Friends will be there I have long ago. Joy like a river around me will flow. Yet just a smile from my Savior I know will be eternal glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me. When by His grace I shall look on His face, that will be glory for me. Okay, the next one is 280. Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sounds to me. Once beneath my sin He smarted, groaned and bled to set me free. By His suffering, death and merits, His compassion, blood and pain, broken hearts and wounded spirits are at once made whole again. Broken by the laws of thunder, to the cross for refuge flee. O'er His purges sorrows ponder, tears His stripes that healeth thee. Oil and wine to heal and cherish, Jesus still to Israel gives. Nor shall ever sinner perish, who in His dear name believes. In His righteousness confiding, sheltered safe beneath His wing. Here they find a sure abiding, and of covenant mercy sing. Seek my soul, no other healing, but in Jesus' balming blood. He beneath the Spirit's healing, stands the great high priestly God. Okay, the first psalm that we're going to sing is 83C. Well, must have written this down wrong. There's no 83C.
Yeah,
there is. Okay. Do not be silent, God, or unresponding. Do not be made at rest, Almighty One. Pour down your foes arouse and make a clamor. Your bitter enemies lift up the head. Against your people now they plot in secret. They mean to work against your hidden ones. They say, let us go up and in their nation. The name of Israel shall be no more. Together they conspire in deadly earnest. Against you they have made a covenant. The Israelites are there, the tents have eaten.
the men of Moab with the Hagarines. Seek evil Amalek with men of Ammon. Behold Philistia and men of Tyre. For Asher too has come and joins their forces. They are the power of the sons of Lot. Treat them like Midian, like Jabin's army. Treat them like Sisera and Kishon's brook. And in there they were all annihilated. And they became as dung upon the ground. Like rebels make the chest, O Lord, like Zeba. Who thought they would possess the land of God? My God, I'll make them like whirling dust clouds. Like them with bits of chaff before the wind. Like fire that burns the wood, like flames of lightning. Pursue them with your storms and strike with fear. Fill up their faces with humiliation. And let them seek your name, Jehovah, then. Let them be terrified and shamed forever. And let them be dismayed and be destroyed. Let them know you alone, you are Jehovah. You are the one most high o'er all the earth.
Okay, the next one is 121b. 121b. I'm going to have to lean on you guys on this one because my voice is not doing too good today. And this is not an easy one. This one's not an easy one to say. I to the hills will lift my eyes, from which shall come my aid. My safety cometh from the Lord,
who heaven and earth has made. Thy foot he'll not let it slide, nor will he slumber that thee keeps. Lo, he that keepeth Israel, he slumbers not nor sleeps, he slumbers not nor sleeps. The Lord thee keeps, the Lord thy shade, on thy right hand doth stay. The moon by night thee shall not smite, nor yet the sun by day, nor yet the sun by day. The Lord shall keep thee from all ill, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord, as thou shalt go and come, forever keeps thee whole, forever keeps thee whole.
Is that last one 161 or 101? 101, okay. Psalm 101.
Have mercy and love justice, O Lord, I'll sing to thee. In uprightness and wisdom shall my behavior be. When in loving kindness wilt thou to me come near, I'll walk within my dwelling with heart and life sincere. I will not vent no basely before my eyes to thee. I hate unfaithful doing, it shall not cleave to me. The man whose heart is froward shall from my presence go, and nothing that is evil will I consent to know. I'll cut him off that slanders his neighbor secretly. While not in dead and proud heart, nor eyes that haughty me. My eyes are with the thankful that he may dwell with me. The man whose walk is upright, my minister shall be. No man of works deceitful within my house shall dwell, nor in my sight shall tarry a man who lies will tell. Each morning will destruction the wicked all reward, to free from evil doers the city of the Lord.
Dear Lord, we pray you be with us in this service today. We pray that your name and your kingdom would be exalted. And we pray that those who listen to this message today might be edified and built up in the faith. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, as you can probably tell, I'm struggling with a cold still. So bear with my gravelly voice this morning. God's ordained I have a gravelly voice, so I have to live with it. I want to welcome aboard Wasim Sharafat and the other people that have joined us as well. I'm going to be looking at some scriptures today that talk about the wicked kingdoms of this earth. You know, there's a lot of them. If we look across the world today, we can see so many wicked kingdoms, so many evil nations. And frankly, the first two that come to my mind are the United States and Canada. You know, I can see no more wickedness being exhibited in the United States with what's going on right now. And our leader of our United States is a very wicked man. He promotes the murder of children, and he promotes sex trafficking over the border. He supports people coming over the border that are terrorists, and he all does it with a pious look on his face, and he slobbers on the slipper of the Pope. And Justin Trudeau is just as bad. He's a socialist, might as well say a communist. Revelation 11:15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of the world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. All of these wicked, corrupt kingdoms from the beginning of creation down to now, one day will no longer be. They will become the kingdoms of his Christ. Haggai, the second chapter of Haggai, the 22nd verse says, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horse and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. The 11th chapter of Hebrews, the faith chapter, talks about those who, verse 33, hath through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions. Psalm 102:22, when the people are gathered together in the kingdoms to serve the Lord. There are two kingdoms. There's Satan's kingdom, and there's God's kingdom. And Satan's kingdoms are described in Psalm 46:6 as the heathen rage, The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Psalm 2. The kingdoms have set themselves against the Lord and against his Christ. Right? Well, Isaiah said, as my hand hath found the kingdom of the idols, and whose graven images did excel them of Jerusalem and Samaria. Jeremiah says, I will cause them to be removed unto all kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. Isaiah 47:5, sit thou silent and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Second Chronicles 20:29, the fear of the Lord was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. And it's coming again, folks. It's coming again. We read in Isaiah 13:19, in Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees, excellence she shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Satan is offering all of these people the same thing that he offered Christ. Remember what Satan offered Christ? As if he had anything to offer. Luke 4:5 says, the devil taketh up him up into a high mountain and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Well, Jesus was already over all the kingdoms of the world, and here Lucifer was trying to offer him something that he had no right to offer. 2 Chronicles 17:10, the fear of the Lord fell upon the kingdoms of the lands that they were round about Judah, so they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Ezra 1:2. Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Psalm 68:32, sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praise unto the Lord, Selah. Isaiah 13:4, the noise of the multitude of the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations, gathered together, the Lord of hosts mustereth up the host of the battle. Jeremiah described the Lord as his battle axe. In the 28th chapter of Jeremiah, the 8th verse, the prophets that have been before me, before thee of old, prophesied before against many countries and against the great kingdoms of war and evil of the pestilences. Thou art my battle axe, weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. Welcome aboard the pastor that has just joined us from Tang. I'm assuming that's in Asia. Isaiah 14:16, they that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? Isaiah 37:20, therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Jeremiah 24:9, and I will deliver them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth, for their hurt to be reproach, and a proverb, a taunt, and a curse, in all places whither I shall drive them. Jeremiah 10:7, who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appear, forasmuch as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms there is none like unto thee. Jeremiah 1:10, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. There are many, many passages throughout the Bible that talk about the fact that God is king over all the nations of the earth. Even though it may not appear that to be the case now. Ezekiel 29:15, it shall be the basest of the kingdoms, neither shall it exalt itself any more above the nations, for I will diminish them, that they shall no more rule over the nations. Isaiah 37:16, O Lord of God, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and the earth. Deuteronomy 28:25. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Nahum 3:5. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations thy nakedness, and the kingdoms thy shame. Second Kings 19:19. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save us thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Psalm 79:6, pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. Daniel 7:23, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Well, I'm here to proclaim that God is king. And all these corrupt kingdoms out there, all these nations of Islam and Muslim faith, and all those in India who are involved in the Hindu religion, and all those throughout the India, many countries that are involved in the Roman Catholic system, you know, one of these days they will be brought down. First Samuel 10:18 said unto the children of Israel, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all kingdoms, and them that oppressed you. You don't think he's going to do that again? He most certainly is. You know. And one of these days we're going to see that firsthand. You know. And so today, when we look around us and we see wars and rumors of wars. We see Russia threatening to nuke the United States. We see China threatening to join with Russia and coming against the United States. When we see all these things begin to take place, we need to look up and realize our redemption is drawing near. That's what we need to be doing. And we need to realize that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We need to be certain that we are worshiping the one true God and not some God that's concocted by the Jesuits. Or we're not worshiping Allah, or we're not worshiping Baal, or we're not worshiping Muhammad, or we're not worshiping these other gods, you know. Jesus Christ proclaims himself as being the only way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I think we should sing Psalm 83 again, 83C. We'll just sing we'll sing the first and the fourth verses of Psalm 83C. Do not be silent, God, or unresponding. Do not remain at rest, O mighty one. For now your foes arouse and make a clamor. Your bitter enemies lift up the head. Against your people now they plot in secret. They meet to act against your hidden ones. They say, let us go up and in their nation. The name of Israel shall be no more. Like fire that burns the woods, like flames of lightning. Pursue them with your storms and strike with fear. Fill up their faces now with humiliation. And let them seek your name, Jehovah, then. Let them be terrified and shamed forever. And let them be dismayed and be destroyed. Let them know you alone, you are Jehovah. You are the one most high for all the earth. Well, I hope the good Lord shows us in a new way today that he is he's over all the kingdoms of this earth, and one day all these kingdoms will be brought down to serve him. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.